Good evening.
Hello.
My name is Robert. Good evening. My name is Robert, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliate, independent, or not registering a party?
Republican.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead of which of the following best describe how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices, like school board on Tuesday, August 20th. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Very likely to vote.
And what is your main racial background?
Redhead.
Thank you. Thank you. And what is your age?
77.
Thank you. In general speaking, would you say things in your community are going to the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected official focus on most to help you and your family? Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, traffic and congestion, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment, abortion, crime and public safety, housing and property insurance costs, kindergarten to 12th education.
Inflation.
Yeah.
Thank you. You now will be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or no favorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Donald Trump, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards him?
Somewhat favorable.
Ron DeSantis, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And Joe Biden, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
The reminder of this survey is going to focus. Thank you for that opinion. And the reminder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issues should your county school board focus on most to improve kindergarten to 12th education? Increasing teachers' pay, reducing class sizes, improving the academic rating of a school, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, strengthening school safety and security measures, and increasing school options, a choice option.
Allow teachers to maintain discipline.
Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Teachers Union, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Moms for Liberty, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know.
Thank you. And private schools, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Charter schools, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Your local PTA or PTO, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Traditional public schools, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Your county school board, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And teachers, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they're excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or local education issues are not of much interest to me at all.
I'm somewhat engaged.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to do better fund in our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Or parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the school that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
The second one there. Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear in your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board's candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
It's not important to me.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elect and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with the actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Parents have the right to go against the school board. I think that's what you said, but anyway.
Yes. You will now be given a series of issues positions that a candidate might hold. Would you make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the elections for a school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who wants to increase the transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Would you read that again, please? I didn't understand you.
I'm sorry, yes. A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours?
Okay, yeah. Somewhat, much more likely.
A candidate who supports enacted term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classroom, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as a female?
Much more likely. Hello?
Yes.
You there?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? More than 20 years or all life?
More than 20 years.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
What is the last word of a formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4 year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor degree.
And do you have any children, grandchildren, age 18 or under who are currently attend to school? Yes, I have grandchildren or children in a traditional public school, in a public charter or magnet school. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I do, but not in Florida. Yeah.
But they're attending in a traditional school, a public charter school,
traditional
magnet school.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, not frequently, a few times or a month or longer?
Every day.
Every day. Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, sir.
All right. Good job. Thanks, buddy.
Have a great day. Thank you. Take care.